5. Delivery.
运输.
2. By air or by sea. Helen is calling Kevin to talk about the transport mode. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Hello, I'm calling from San Francisco for Kevin Lee.
This is Kevin Lee speaking.
Hi, this is Helen Parker.
Good morning, Helen. What can I do for you?
I'm calling to find out how you would like your order of speakers to be shipped, by air or by sea.
We need part of that order next week, so we would like to do a partial air shipment.
What proportion do you want to be shipped by air?
We'd like to ship half the order by air and the rest by sea.
Okay. Do you want us to use our freight forwarding agent?
Actually, we've got our own freight forwarder.I'll fax you their contact information.
All right. We can deliver that half to your agent tomorrow morning.
That would be great.
3. Route and price. The product owner, Li Ming, is calling the forwarder, Wang Xin, to ask about the route and price from LA to Shenzhen. Listen to the conversation and choose the best answer to each question.
How much would it cost for a 20-foot container to be shipped from L.A. to Shenzhen?
$2,000.
What lines do you have?
Evergreen, Maersk, Hanjin.
Which one would suit me if the cargo were to be ready on May 21st?
Evergreen.
How long will it take to reach the port?
It normally takes about 11 days.
When can we get the container when it reaches?
It takes around 2 working days to load down the container.After that, we can deliver it to you.
Thank you very much. I'll think it over and call you later.
My pleasure. Please feel free to contact us at any time for further information.
6. Modes of transport. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Air transport. The most obvious advantage of air freight is its high speed. Air transport is ideal for consumer-type cargoes,such as fresh flowers and fruits, which deteriorate easily, fashionable articles that have a short selling life, seasonal goods, or merchandise of high value with low weight and measurement ratio.
Advantages? Fastest for long-distance deliveries. Very safe. Less lead time on deliveries.
Disadvantages? Potential for flight delays and/or cancellations.High expense, limited routes, and rigid timetables.
Sea transport. Sea transport is usually used by companies who deliver a large amount of goods at once, with longer lead times. This mode of transport is the slowest, yet is ideal for bulk shipments, such as coal and ore.
Advantages. Ideal for transporting heavy and bulky goods.Suitable for products with long lead times. Cheap for large volumes.
Disadvantages. Very slow. Longer lead times. Difficult to monitor exact location of goods in transit. Inflexible routes and timetables.
Railway transport. Railway transport offers many advantages and has a wide range of applications in domestic or intercontinental transport.Railway transport is ideal for heavy goods.
Advantages? Fast delivery, large capacity, cost-effective, relatively safe.
Disadvantages? Subject to unforeseen delays, limited routes, inflexible routes and timetables.
Road transport. Road transport is used between countries connected by roads. It's a low-capacity but very versatile unit of transport.Very flexible in its operation. It has a high distributive ability of offering door-to-door service and is ideal for general merchandise and selective bulk cargoes in small quantities.
Advantages. Fast delivery. Ideal for transporting perishables, for example, fruit and vegetables. Easy to monitor location of goods.
Disadvantages. Subject to traffic delays.Less safe than other modes. Expensive when there is congestion or road charges.
7. Sea transport and bill of lading. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Ocean freight is the most widely used mode of transportation in international trade, with advantages of easy passage, large capacity, and low cost. As to ocean freight, the shipment is fulfilled by various kinds of vessels. Based on way of operation, merchant vessels can be divided into liners and tramps. A liner is a vessel that operates over a fixed route, stopping at fixed ports according to an advertised schedule. The tramp, in contrast to the liner, operates without a schedule, going wherever required to deliver its cargo. Comparatively, liners are a more economical means of international cargo distribution. Whether the exporter arranges the shipment directly with ship owners or utilizes the service of an agent, the following procedures will be definitely encountered: the selection of a vessel and shipping line for the required port of destination, the procuring of space on board a specific vessel, the consideration and calculation of the particular freight rates involved, dispatch of consignment to the docks or designated warehouse, payment of freight, prepaid or collection, collection of the bill of lading and other necessary documents, sending shipping advice to customer, and sending BL to customer or bank. Bill of lading is the most important document for sea transport. It is a receipt for goods shipped on board a vessel, signed by the person or his agent who contracts to carry them, and stating the conditions of the goods. It is not the actual contract, but forms excellent evidence of the terms of the contract. It is a document of title to the good, enabling the shipper or owner of the goods to endorse title to other parties and present to banks with other documents in seeking payment. There are several types of bill of lading. Clean, onboard bill of lading is the most used and generally accepted.
Vocabulary, new words.
Log.
Speaker.
Partial.
Proportion.
Freight.
Forwarder.
Fax.
Route.
Container.
Waterproof.
Additional.
Carrier.
Transshipment.
Deteriorate.
Fashionable.
Seasonal.
Merchandise.
Ratio.
Cancellation.
Rigid.
Or.
Monitor.
Inflexible.
Capacity.
Unforeseen.
Versatile.
Perishables.
Congestion.
Liner.
Tramp.
Advertise.
Comparatively.
Distribution.
Utilize.
Procedure.
Procure.
Calculation.
Dispatch.
Designated.
Collection.
Title.
Endorse.
Proper nouns.
Clean bill of lading.
Onboard bill of lading.
Rotterdam.